Tech Talk for Harvey Norman Muldura Computers, Trevor Long from EFTM.com. Trevor, you're trying to talk me into getting a new phone. Mine's only 6 months old.
Well, you don't have to, but there's always people in the market. There's so many phones in Australia that there are continuously 300,000 people looking for phones. That's the way I look at the numbers anyway.
Is that something that you've just plucked out of your head, or is that something you've
pretty
done a bit of market research?
Oh, okay. If you look at there's 10 million accounts, there's 20 million devices, there's a lot of people every week looking for a new phone. So while you and I might already have a phone from the last 6 months, there's plenty of people with a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old phone thinking, oh, what can I get? So I'd like to introduce you to smartphone season. That's what I call the moment right now. And why I call it that is because I'm going to be talking smartphones a little bit over the next little while. So Google, Samsung, Apple, that's the next 3 months. Google this week announced the Pixel 6a. The Pixel 6a is an entry-level phone for Google. It's not the cheapest phone on the market at all, but at $750, it's actually a really good thing. 6.1-inch screen, great screen, good battery life, amazing camera, and beautiful design. And I think those are actually the fundamentals. That's what most people want. They just want something that looks nice, works well, has a good camera.
Well, just to bring it into comparison, Google, what'd you say, $750 for the Pixel 6a.
Yep.
What's the base price of an iPhone? That's got to be close to similar, doesn't it?
$1,200 for the latest generation iPhone. Now, there are older generation phones that Apple keep on sale and things like that. So you can get an iPhone SE, the second generation model, for about $700 or $800. So, yes, similar price to Apple's cheapest, but that's not anywhere near their best technology, whereas the 6A really does have the latest technology in it. So it's a good value price. It's a good value phone. I think it's well worth your consideration if you're in the market for a phone under $1,000.
What about Samsung? What have they got coming up?
The last event I went to before the world shut down with COVID was a Samsung event in San Francisco in February 2020. Now, it's been that long since Samsung had an in-person event, but next month, early August, on the 10th of August, we'll be in New York for their next event, which will, we can assume, we don't know for sure, but we can assume will reveal the next generation foldable. So the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold, the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip, these are two foldable phones. And by that, I mean, one looks like a smartphone and folds in half. The other one looks like a smartphone and opens up like a book to expose a bigger screen. It's amazing technology. It's not mainstream yet. And critically, there's no competitor. Samsung owned this space. So getting the next generation of those out will be a big deal for Samsung. And I look forward to finding out what they've got to offer.
See, I think of a foldable or flip phone, I go back between 15 and 25 years.
Don't we all? I mean, the younger generation today will see these things and think it's amazing. But we used to all walk around with foldable phones of some sort.
The MicroTech 1500 by Motorola. Hey, listen, I like my Hot Wheels. I've got to be honest, I'm the right age for that. Love the Xbox. What is all this about? Seriously, joining the two together?
Yeah, absolutely. Forza Horizon is one of the great games on the Xbox because it's not a violent game. It's a great game for the whole family. You can just drive around in cars in this kind of open world environment, win races, challenge your mates, all those kind of things. But because it's been out for 6 or so months now, they've got to entice people back into the game, and they've done that by releasing a brand new expansion pack called Hot Wheels. And it is true to form, it is Hot Wheels through and through. It's a brand new world to drive around where all the roads are iconically orange Hot Wheels track. Loop the loop, around the bend, all these different tracks, speed accelerators, all these things. And there's essentially, if you were driving, it's between 600 and 700 kilometres worth of track that's been laid out ready for you to drive just on your Xbox. And the great thing is, nothing to have to pack up and clean up afterwards, just turn the Xbox off.
I love that. That takes me back to the years before I discovered women. Same with you?
Absolutely. I'm still using Hot Wheels. What are you talking about?
Trevor, thanks for that. We'll catch up again next week.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you then.
That's Trevor Long from EFTM.com. Tech Talk for Harvey Norman Muldura Computers here on River 1467.